brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So my husband and I just really don't want to be stuck in middle class the rest of our life. We've been married 10 years now. We did your baby steps one. I think we made it to two maybe at the beginning, probably like 4 years ago. My husband lost his job during COVID, and we moved from Northwest Arkansas over to Oklahoma. And the current job he has now, he's making $65,000 a year. We live paycheck to paycheck. He has a brand new truck that is required by the job. It has to be 5 years or newer. Really, really just trying to look for another job. He's been actively looking and applying. So my question is, how do we get him a good job to support, like, our family? We are currently in, we're fixing to have a fourth baby. We have outgrown our one vehicle that we do have. That's his truck. We're going to need a newer vehicle. We feel like it's this recurring mountain of living paycheck to paycheck and trying to set back money. And when he lost his job during COVID, we had money set back in savings and depleted all of that because he was just working odds and ends jobs, trying to make ends meet. We both went to college, both have bachelor's degrees.
What's your degree in?
It's just poultry science and ag business.
Okay. And you have four littles at home?
Yes.
And that's your job?
Three littles. I'm pregnant with the fourth one.
No, yes, three and a three job. Plus three and a half. Okay. And that's your full-time
yes,
job?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yes, sir.
And his degree is in what?
Same thing.
And you've got a how much debt? Not the truck is how much debt?
The truck is about $38,000 left.
Yeah. Okay. And what else?
We have about I think maybe $5,000 more. One of my student loans that didn't know I was going to get. We got that last year. And then...
How much is it?
It's
$4,500. Uh-huh. And he has a $48,000 truck. And what else?
And then we have $1,000 on a credit card, and that's it.
Okay. All right. You realize that you all lied to yourself about the truck, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because you can buy a five-year-old truck a lot cheaper than he bought that. That met the guideline
work. Yeah. Yeah, it has to be 5 years and newer. So.
Yeah. And do they pay him? Him in addition to the $65,000 for the truck?
Very little. He gets like so many cents per mile. It does not match up at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So his truck, it's only good for another 2 years before it falls out of the requirements. And so obviously he's looking for another job to get out of that and trade, like just sell his truck and be able to pay cash something for us.
I mean, you can make $55,000 a year and be way ahead of this. This is a bad deal.
Yeah.
It's a really, really bad deal.
Yeah.
So how big a company is this that he works for?
Decently sized.
I mean, they got 1,000 employees, 100 employees, what?
Probably more than like a couple thousand. They're in four different states.
Okay. Right.
They're one of the top producers. So.
Yeah. I think he needs to get a job.
Yeah.
That's part of the answer. And you guys can't lie to yourself next time and say that a $48,000 truck fits your world because it doesn't fit your world. Just because somebody told you that you had to do that to get a job, you just don't take that job. That's not a job. That was a no that you said yes to.
Yeah.
Because you're desperate and scared. You had littles to feed. I understand, but that was a no. You should have done some. You know, you've been better off doing almost anything else. That was a trap. And so, once he starts getting a sniff on a couple of other positions, I would tell him to go to his supervisor and say, I can't stay anymore and finance a truck for this multi-million-dollar company.
Yeah.
This multi-million-dollar company wants me to buy them a truck, and I can't afford it. I have four kids to feed, and you don't pay me enough to finance a truck for you. So screw this.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
How do you set money back to do that, even when you do get a new job and living paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah. Well, you get the truck sold. And the only answers are three things. One is expenses go down. Two is income goes up. And three is we manage the snot out of the money we have using a detailed budget. That part you're probably not doing. You're probably doing a decent job of what you got. You're not flush or anything like that. You're not wasteful. But you could tighten this up a lot. And then you guys got to work on getting your income up, and that includes you doing something from home.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.